USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded that 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming from mostly domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. But that surge is coming as new data shows that 13 states have reached their goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated. President Biden has set a goal to get 70% of all Americans 18 and older partially vaccinated by July 4th. And one person has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Austin, Texas that left 14 people wounded, two of them in critical condition. Austin police say they had identified two male suspects in the shooting and are still searching for the second man. Police believe the shooting was a result of a dispute between the suspects. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Department of Justice is investigating itself. Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As part of his activities at the Group of Seven summit in the UK, President Biden held a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he and the group welcome U.S. cooperation with the COVID pandemic.
I want to thank you for our discussion yesterday and the working sessions we had. Indeed, we have to deal with this pandemic and the COVID-19. We have to face a lot of challenges, a lot of crisis, climate change, and for all these issues, what we need is cooperation. And I think it's great to have a U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate. And I think that what you demonstrate is that leadership is partnership. And we do appreciate. And I think we can deliver great things for that.
And forecasters say a record heat wave is on the way next week for one part of the country. Wendy King has more.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.